This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right. I got really upset earlier, and I'm not going to apologize anymore for it. Like I told you, I apologize. I'm going to be calm now, and I blew up. But that's what I wanted to do, and it's an acting out. But quite frankly, God made us this way to get upset when things are going on like this so that everybody just doesn't take what's going on as normal. Because none of this is normal. And putting up with it is really not normal. Am I the only one that sees how crazy this is? No, obviously you care too, and I love you, of every race, color, and creed, whether you're an American or a Ukrainian or a Russian or a German or a Brazilian or a Mexican or a Nigerian or a South African or a Libyan or an Egyptian or an Israeli or an Iraqi or an Iranian or somebody in India. It doesn't matter. We all just want to live our lives and be good people, and we're sick of evil control freaks attacking the basic human programming of what it is to be our species. We've been fighting over resources since the beginning. That's part of life. That's competitiveness, and it's a good thing to a certain level. But we have unlimited resources now with our technologies, and the globalists are cutting off all the major pipelines, not just the Russians. You know, if we had greedy right-wing over-competitive capitalists that had America being the giant big exporter, and we were opening new pipelines and stuff, and then we cut off Russia's, I'd be against it, but I wouldn't be enraged. Because then I'd think, well, there's an excuse because they want to make more money off theirs. No! It's just done to screw everybody! Like all these idiots that hate Israel for no reason. I'm not saying Israel's perfect. I'm saying people obsessed and think Israel runs everything. Really? Joe Biden a month ago killed Israel's pipeline they've been building for 10 years. Out of the Mediterranean, the Middle East, of gas to Europe. And they killed the Russian pipeline last week. And they killed the pipeline we have 8 months ago. You see a pattern here? Does it matter if you're a Midwesterner or a Texan? It doesn't matter if you're an Israeli. It doesn't matter if you're a Russian or a German or a Pole. It doesn't matter if you are anybody. They're cutting your power off. Got that? Yeah, there goes your whole theory that Israel runs everything. You mean criminal interests that control Israel and everything? Oh, yeah, of course. Same ones that run us. Same ones that run whatever. That's why I get so mad about the Russians are evil, or the Ukrainians are evil, or the black people are evil, or that this is evil, or that's evil. There's good Jews, there's bad Jews. There's good Christians, there's bad Christians. There's good Muslims, there's bad Muslims. There's good Buddhists, there's bad Buddhists. There's good Hindus, there's bad Hindus. But the point is that there is an evil global force manipulating us off against each other, and we know what it is. It's the godless globalists that think they're God and want to be God over us and are attacking the family and men and women and children and our energy and our future. You attack our families and you attack our energy sources. You are the enemy. Period. And everything the New World Order does is to attack that at every level. So let me give you an equation. If somebody's trying to jack your power and trying to cut your power off, and they're not starving to death. If somebody's starving and they try to steal your stuff, you understand why they did it. They're not evil, they're starving. But when you're the big, giant Rockefeller, Rothschild, New World Order, Bill Gates, and you're doing everything you can to keep Africa with IMF and World Bank money locked down, they tell them, you don't get your money, your IMF World Bank money, if you don't just take people stay in their houses. They're like, well, they're starving to death. Well, you're not getting the money. So like five African presidents said no. They were all killed instantly. You don't want to take your money and watch millions starve to death? No, I don't. Well, you're dead. And people are like, well, wait, we're getting flooded with African migrants, Jones. We've got to go ahead and kill them. They shut down their economy to make them come up here. I don't want to kill them just because I don't want them brought here to outvote me and be controlled by the globalists. Doesn't mean I'm going to freaking kill them. And these guys think they're going to get away with this forever. They're not getting away with it. And no bunkers deep enough. No hell holes long enough for them to escape God. God will and is going to destroy these men. You can guarantee that. All right, I'm ready. I'm ready. Hour two, baby.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, ladies and gentlemen, here we are on the precipice, on the verge of thermonuclear war. You know, the last few months, so many of our headlines say emergency broadcast, red alert, thermonuclear war threat, because that's where we were going. But today I looked at the headline, I said, no, let's just say Sunday Live. Because I don't need to tell everybody now we're on the verge of thermonuclear war. We got NATO talking about nuking Russia. We got Russia putting their nuclear forces on the highest level of readiness before you launch, where the keys are turned, the codes are in. Putin orders the generals on TV to give the launch codes to the services so they can launch the attack if they need to. You don't hand out the codes unless you're ready to hit the button. And Putin's thinking, well, they may try to kill me. They may think they can cut off command and control. I'm putting this in the hands of the nuclear forces. Folks, that is horrible. It's horrible that we've come to this point. And I don't support this war, and I'm not glad this has happened. But you see, the New World Order is getting its bluff called right now. I mean, this is historic. Putin must wheel his balls around in a wheelbarrow. And that's basically the point we've gotten to. So I'm going to do my best to show all the news that's happening from the Ukrainian side, the NATO side, and the Russian side. I've got a bunch of clips, a bunch of articles, and a bunch of things to get to. But let's just start, and again, this is in Russian, but there's subtitles for TV viewers. If I stop and start, it'll take too long. So I'm just going to play it so it's on record so people know he said it, because I show you what I'm about to say, what I'm about to claim has happened, and then I will paraphrase what Putin said. Here it is.
Собственно, и до последнего времени не прекращались попытки использовать нас в своих интересах, разрушить наши традиционные ценности и навязать нам свои псевдоценности, которые разъедали бы нас, наш народ, изнутри. Те установки, которые они уже
агрессивно... He says they're using psychological warfare operations to destroy our families, to erode us from within, so we collapse, they want to destroy our families, and we're aware of this. Continue. Go back to the beginning. This is so important. He says, like they've done in the countries they control. I mean, they're bombing us with fentanyl and LGBTPQZ. They're bombing us with transgender. I mean, that's how you destroy somebody. Now, Russians aren't dumb. They look at this and go, my God, this is the most evil thing we ever saw. And because they don't want to embrace this, they're the bad people. So, properly speaking, the attempts to use it in their own interests never ceased until quite recently. They sought to destroy our national values. Start it over.
Собственно, и до последнего времени не прекращались попытки использовать нас в своих интересах, разрушить наши традиционные ценности и навязать нам свои псевдоценности, которые разъедали бы нас, наш народ, изнутри. Те установки, которые они уже агрессивно насаждают в своих странах. и которые прямо ведут к деградации и вырождению, поскольку противоречат самому...
Attitudes that are directly leading to degradation and degeneration and degradation because they are contrary to human nature. And I mean, they realize, like, it's a Soviet New World Order, Borg, corporate, transhumanist takeover. And they're like, we don't want to give up our humanity. And they're like, well, we're going to attack your borders. Continue.
Этому не бывать. Никогда.
You know, I said I was going to not talk over it. Start at the beginning, I'm going to shut up. But he goes on to say, this is not going to happen. You're not going to defeat humanity. You're going to fail. I mean, what do you say to that? Because this is an alien takeover. I don't know if it's green men running it. I don't know what, you know, Satan, whatever. But whatever's going on, whatever's running most of the world is anti-human, folks. And Russia and China are rejecting it. And that's why war is about to start. Go ahead and roll it.
Собственно, до последнего времени не прекращались попытки использовать нас в своих интересах, разрушить наши традиционные ценности и навязать нам свои псевдоценности, которые разъедали бы нас, наш народ, изнутри. Те установки, которые они уже агрессивно насаждают в своих странах и которые прямо ведут к деградации и вырождению, поскольку противоречат самой природе человека. Этому не бывать. Никогда и ни у кого этого не получалось. Не получится и сейчас. Несмотря ни на что, в декабре 2021 года мы все-таки в очередной раз предприняли попытку договориться с США и их союзниками.
All right, that's good. He goes on to talk about it. They won't make a deal. So, I'm not glad about what Putin did, but I understand the position Russia is in and what they're facing. Now, let's hear from former Congresswoman and Army veteran Tulsi Gabbard about the fact that, okay, we're going to say Russia isn't completely free. What about Ukraine? I mean, the West, 8 years ago, George Soros, who played it last hour, admitted they overthrew the government there and have installed now a string of puppets. And here's Tulsi Gabbard talking about what really happened.
Now, here's something you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. What you do hear is warmongers arguing that we must protect Ukraine because it is a quote-unquote democracy. But they're lying. Ukraine isn't actually a democracy. For example, to hold on to power, Ukraine's president shut down the three TV stations that were openly criticizing him and his policies, imprisoned the head of the opposition political party that had come in second place in their elections, and went and arrested and jailed that party's leaders. This is exactly what Putin has been accused of doing. But Ukraine did this all with the support of the United States.
All right, so there you are, and it's not saying Putin's good. It's just that the West is starting this fight. And think about Iraq and all the other wars and Libya and Syria and everything these special interests have done in our name. Think about Serbia in the 1990s twice. The West, sometimes month-long bombing campaigns, dropping depleted uranium onto civilian targets in Serbia so the Muslims could take over. And I'm not even against all the Muslims. My point is that Serbia has been holding the line for over 1,000 years against the Muslim takeover of Europe and Albania, and now they've given a third of Serbia to the Muslims. Russia said, please don't do this. Russia said, stop. And going back to when that happened, Russia sent in thousands of troops to Pristina, the airport, to stop the total takeover of Serbia. They were going to give the whole thing to the Muslims and let them ethnically cleanse every single Christian, Slavic, Orthodox Christian person there. And since then, it happened anyways, and Serbia is a shadow of his former self. But you ask the average American, hey, what do you think of Serbs? Oh, they're Nazis. Oh, they, you know, Madeleine Albright, Secretary of State under Clinton, said they were Nazis. Madeleine Albright was saved, and her father and mother saved from the Nazis by the Serbs in World War II. They fled from Germany to there. The Serbs didn't know they'd been working for Hitler. They were double agents with Hitler. They'd stolen a bunch of Jews' art and stuff they killed. But, of course, that's Marilyn Albright, George Soros, you know, these are the rulers that feed on the Jews when they come to them and then rob them and kill them like Thuggee in the night. That's why Madeleine Albright so powerful? Her father helped round up and sell out Jews and then ran off with all the stolen money to Serbia. And then 50-plus years later, bombed their country with depleted uranium for them saving her and her father. Because that's what Madeleine Albright does. She grew up with her father when Jews would come and ask to pay money to the Nazis to get out of Germany and get out of Eastern Europe. He'd take their money, pick the telephone up and call the SS, just like George Soros did. And they'd come take those Jews to their death. And Madeleine Albright, with a train full of gold and stolen art, just come out in the news, took that into Serbia. Big, fat, bloody, murderous tick that had just had her way with the tens of thousands of Jews her father sold out to Adolf Hitler. What we're talking about here, we're talking about scum, ladies and gentlemen. And then that scum tells you when you want American values, you're Hitler. No George Soros, no Madeleine Albright. You work for Hitler. You.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Be here live tomorrow with a Monday show, but I have decided, even though this major war is going on, that I'm going to take off a few days because I've got to really think about what's happening and just somehow disconnect. Because here's the problem, just like I know this is happening to you probably, I'm thinking about this all the time. I'm dreaming about this. This is all I'm doing, and I'm becoming very unbalanced. And that's the globalist plan. Sometimes you got to go to the desert. You got to clear your brain out. You got to get close to God. And sometimes only unplugging from the matrix can get you to that point. Owen Schroyer's coming up in T-minus 40 minutes with Sunday Live, and he is loaded with key information and intel. Let me just do this. Let's move the whole Russia World War III stack. Or stacks, excuse me, it's like hundreds of articles and videos. Let's move those aside, and let's move this stack over here. This is the World Economic Forum with the Chinese Communist and the UN last week announcing their global social credit score through the vaccine app by law that tracks and traces everything you do, and they brag will be a great example to shut Russia down. So you want to be on a dog leash with them watching everything you buy, what you do, programming the blockchain tokens to where you can only buy goods they say you can. There's video of Klaus Schwab saying all that. And then this. Belarus's Lukashenko, who they're always calling an idiot and a moron and saying he doesn't know anything. So I decided to actually go research Lukashenko, and I've been doing it for months. And you ought to watch his speeches. They're like an hour long. It's the Alex Jones show. And I'm not endorsing everything he does or what he's up to there in White Russia. That's what Belarus means. Because, you know, the old days, you go further east, people are more brown. Old White Russias, you know what they called, towards the West. And he comes right out and lays out everything that's really going on in the world. Insane. That's a whole speech. But, you know, maybe you don't like Lukashenko. He's a bad guy. Well, I got a good guy for you. That's right. We've got the head futurist at the World Economic Forum, and we have a clip of him saying that God doesn't exist, but he will be a God with Bill Gates and Microsoft. I'm not kidding. I'm going to play you Lukashenko's statement when we come back. And then I'm going to play you the World Economic Forum official head futurist saying he is a God with Bill Gates over you. And then it gets worse. Forbes is announcing that all over red states, they're rolling out the vaccine passports, and there's no debate, and Republican governors are doing nothing. That's a small stack. Look at all these right here. Now, let me get back to the Russia situation, because I'm going to hit these clips when we come back next segment. Let me just get back to this. Look at this right here. Let's just go through these headlines. Putin's speech. Russia has no other option but to launch Ukraine invasion because West deceived us about NATO expansion. Putin threatens nuclear forces now on launch level. That's all just horrible. Putin puts nuclear forces on high alert, escalating tensions. Red alert, Putin puts nuclear combat on ready. Bank runs underway in Russia as US-EU agree to cut off country from SWIFT system. You mean the globalist bankers are beta testing what they just did to the Canadian truckers in Ottawa to do to Russia and you and everybody else. That's what's really going on here. But don't worry, when Russia sees this, the new Joint Chiefs of Staff, if you can call these women, I wouldn't be against some of the women I know being there, but if they actually had the background, the work, and the dedication. But no, these are the women that are going to take on the Russians and win everything. What a joke. Aren't their mommies proud? Turns out Snake Island border guards who told Russia warship to go F yourself may still be alive. Why, even Reuters and AP reporting that it looks like it's a fake story. Gee, if it's too good to be true, it usually is. But if I would have questioned it earlier, I would have been bad. But just when you think things can't get even more insane, remember, amid Putin's invasion of Ukraine in terror, tens of thousands dead, Joy Behar complains it's ruined her trip to Italy. And she's so tone deaf, she doesn't even know what she said or what she did. But when you think it can't get any worse than that, it gets way, way worse with George W. Cokehead Bush, who's now a vegetable, reportedly can't even wipe his ass. This guy, Mr. Warmonger, Mr. Anti-Gun, Mr. Leftist, slams Putin for illegal invasion, and boy, did Twitter react. Because you can say whatever you want about Putin. I don't like the war he launched, but I get why he did it. This guy lied about WMDs and invaded Iraq and just slaughtered tens of thousands and then millions died of starvation. And now he's going to tell you don't invade a country when Iraq was 6,000 miles from New York City and wasn't involved in 9/11. Saudi Arabia was, his partners. And then Ukraine is on the Russian border with NATO weapons attacking. And the left is just loving him now. Oh, W, we love you. Meanwhile, Biden administration freezes new oil and gas drilling leases despite recent court-ordered injunction. So courts say, don't turn off Keystone. Don't turn off all our things. Don't turn off the Gulf of Mexico. And Biden says, screw you. I cut off the Russian pipeline. I cut off the Israeli pipeline. I cut off the American pipeline because I want to hurt little people because all those Soros and Bill Gates and Warren Buffett-owned pipelines are just making so much money right now. Total exploitation. Anti-free market, anti-prosperity model. And it just goes on and on and on and on. But don't worry, he's getting ready to have a State of the Union. We're old Saki. Old Scratch. He's going to tell you everything's wonderful. You talk about delusional, this is the definition of it. Meanwhile, the real footage coming out of Ukraine shows Russian and Ukrainian troops guarding Chernobyl together. This is going to be a mix of things that happen with the troops, but it is a mess. And they go, oh, Russia's doing a horrible job invading. What do you think a real ground invasion looks like? It looks like a disaster zone, which it is. So much more coming up ahead of the war room tonight. I got a bunch of footage I want to get to of what's happening in the Ukraine. Pray for peace, prepare for war.
I stay on air selling high-quality products that you need, that you want, that you're going to be happy with. That's why you come back and buy products from me again. It's a symbiotic relationship. I promote liberty, I promote freedom, I fight the globalists, and I'm able to do that because you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. And listen, all the products are great, but when it comes to high-quality, storable food, in an inflationary system with major supply chain breakdowns, this is an absolute 360 win, a no-brainer. And they've got high-quality, storable food ready to ship to you right now. The great folks at My Patriot Supply, exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com, discounted. So again, beat inflation, be prepared, fund the InfoWar. The only way you lose is not taking action at InfoWarStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com right now. This is high-quality, storable food. This is how you beat inflation. Get yours today. It's ready to ship, but I wouldn't wait because prices are about to go up because inflation is exploding.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, folks, Leo Zagami is a best-selling author, research Vatican expert, and also an expert on what's been happening in Russia, leozagami.com, and I thought I would get him on. Man, during the breaks, I'm reviewing footage, a lot of which I don't want to put on air, of Ukrainians getting killed, Russians getting killed, of people, men, women, and children trying to get on trains to Poland, and they're trying to keep men from getting on. They're putting women and children on. And so some Africans and some Indians are trying to push to the head of the line. It's being called racist, but I went and reviewed the footage. They're not letting men on as well. just all sorts of insane stuff happening. And it's just a nightmare. And then I look at all of the other things that are unfolding where they're pulling people over and asking where they live and who they are. And if they're Russian, which half of Ukraine is ethnically Russian, they're just gunning them down the streets. I've got some of that footage coming up next segment. So this is a real war. It's a big war, and it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. President of Ukraine and Putin's people are meeting on the border with Belarus and Ukraine right now. We'll see what happens with that. But Leo Zagami, I really appreciate you coming on. You've been saying this war was coming. You've been really accurate. What's really going on in your view?
Well, thank you for having me on. And yes, for years I knew that this war was coming to Europe since I was told back in 2002 by members of Vladimir Putin's administration that Europe was inevitably going to have a crisis at one point or the other, and that will be the moment in which they will not liberate Europe like they tried to do in the First World War, ending up with really heavy consequences that after led also to the revolution. But also, of course, we have another important problem here, because you are talking about a country, Russia, that has certain values, and that after the fall of the Soviet Union doesn't really want to fully be forced into this oppressive embracing of the values we have here in the West. So the actual situation at the moment is confusing because we don't really understand the Russian culture. In that meeting I had in 2002, it was at the Bolshoi, where I was actually doing an event for the victims, children victims of terrorism. There were various diplomats, and I could see already back then that India and China's ambassadors were very close to Russia. And at the same time, like I said, they said, if we will be forced to go further with the war in to Europe, at that point we will invade Europe and we will stay into Europe, because even in the Second World War, they told me, Leo, we had heavy consequences. You know, we helped liberate Berlin, and look at what we got in return. I mean, so for them, it's like looking at the past and not wanting to repeat the same mistakes. Now, we had some treaties that were signed in the early stages immediately after the fall of the Soviet Union. And those treaties had a meaning, because they were built to maintain an equilibrium. Unfortunately, Boris Yeltsin, who was the first president of the Russian Federation, was a drunken fool. He was actually, from the mid-90s, he had a really serious alcoholic problem. He basically turned the other side when Bill Clinton and the others suddenly got the Baltic states involved with NATO. And there was a really heavy crisis, economically speaking, in Russia at that time, especially in 1998, just a year prior to Vladimir Putin coming to power. I started going into Russia because I was working as an artist, as a record producer, but also as in the cultural field. And I was involved also in meeting Vladimir Putin both in Moscow in 2002, briefly, and in the early stages when he was still a mayor in St. Petersburg, I remember. And he really changed Russian politics. You have to understand that in the middle of the 90s, Russia was basically like the Wild Wild West. People were literally shooting themselves in the street. Because after the fall of the Soviet Union, most of the KGB agents ended up becoming the Russian mafia. One person who didn't follow that kind of path and went instead into politics was, of course, Vladimir Putin, who was a cultural attaché for a long time in East Germany, but in reality he was the head of the whole intelligent system apparatus that also had under him not only the KGB, but also the Stasi officers. So he...
In fact, I've been told that by off record by some pretty famous CIA people that Putin was actually a secret liaison during the Cold War in Germany. That's why they know him.
Yeah. He officially was a cultural attaché. But in reality, he controlled not only him, he had to make sure that everything was in check. And they had 1 million soldiers, Russian soldiers, in Eastern Germany at that time. So imagine the responsibility of this man. Now,
he had a responsibility the whole time, long before he came in and was vice president. Why did he invade? What do you think is about to happen, Leo? Because obviously he's put the nuclear forces on the next to highest alert. The next alert's launching the missiles. What's going on?
Well, first of all, there is different levels to the pyramids. If you go on top of the pyramid, there is definitely Klaus Schwab, who is very happy about all these sanctions because they're going to cripple the world economy and we're all going to end up earning, basically owning nothing and being happy. At least that's what he says. So we have to understand that Vladimir Putin was a young member of the World Economic Forum, a leader, just like Angela Merkel, who used to be also, by the way, a Stasi agent, just like Schultz, by the way. So these people have a little bit more behind the scenes that they are not really admitting, you know, more connections that they are really admitting. But the truth is that the future is basically about recovering the whole Soviet Union in time for the centenary. This year is the centenary of the Soviet Union that went on from 1922 to 1991. Now, in 1991, when they did a poll in Ukraine about how many, because they did a poll in the whole of the Soviet Union, a poll, to see how many people from each republic wanted to maintain their presence in the Soviet Republic, in the Soviet Union. Now, that poll didn't really end up having any relevance because after there was a coup and the Soviet Union came to an end. But in Ukraine, for example, over 70% of the population wanted to be with the Soviet Union. So you see, then there was, in 1994, another poll conducted in Ukraine, in which in Donetsk and Luhansk, the people there were rather happy to have an independent Ukraine, as long as they recognized the Russian language and the Russian culture. Unfortunately, in 1990, just a year prior to the fall of the Soviet Union, George Soros had, of course, opened his own foundation in Ukraine. And from that moment onwards, he has become really in charge of the whole politics there.
And so is there any doubt that NATO shipping weapons in and Soros being involved has antagonized Russia to come in?
They have been antagonized for years. In 2007 already, at the Munich Security Council, there was a Vladimir Putin warning the West that they were basically forcing Russia into a new Cold War, not respecting these treaties. I mean, for us here now, in the year 2022, mostly for all those libtards who go to libtard universities, they don't realize that treaties have a very important meaning. And when you don't respect those treaties over and over again, and Russia also asked from 2015 onwards.
Leo Zagami, stay right there. We'll come right back to you.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I've been on air more than 25 years, And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter, your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen, you die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water, you die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You know, I got to get Leo Zagami on this week for a full hour on the weekday show that airs 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. The Sunday show, obviously, is very important. A lot of folks are tuned in right now. We've got triple the audience we normally do. We can see it. People are tuned in concerned, and I've tried to do the best job I can, but I'm just so frustrated by this. I'm not even taking sides. I mean, I see the globalists starting a war with Russia and then putting the Ukrainians in the middle of it. So Leo is an expert on this stuff. He's explaining to you that, not just as a journalist, but he's somebody that's been in the actual secret societies over in Italy, that Klaus Schwab and the globalists on the top are getting power and control out of this. But on the ground, we're all going to pay more, whether we're Russian or Ukrainian or German or American. It doesn't matter. And it's a terrible thing. So what's your intel on how this is actually going for Russia, going for Ukraine? Do you think a peace deal will be made? What's your intel on what's really happening, and where do you expect this to go? And what will some of the globalists think now that Putin's done this? Because he obviously wants their respect to know he's drawn a red line.
First of all, I want to straighten up this propaganda that is coming out of Russia with thousands of people getting arrested. I mean, Russia has a population of 144 million people who back President Vladimir Putin. If 3,000 people get arrested, and those 3,000 people I know for sure belong to organizations, the Western organization financed by the West, They, of course, get money also by George Soros. It's not relevant for real ration of the working class. Those real Russians who actually, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, participated to the Russian Revolution, those people are not the people who are marching today in Russia. Those are basically...
I don't mean to interrupt you, Leo, but you're usually somewhat critical of Putin. That's why I wanted to get you on. I don't like, yes. But you seem right now to be explaining the whole Russian perspective.
But here I want to be, Alex, objective with what I know about what's happening. I mean, I have great respect for the resistance in Ukraine that is giving their life.
Sure, I'm not asking you to go over there. I want your real views. Continue, please.
No, but I want to say that the Ukrainians are getting fooled by a comedian who for 5 years pretended to be a president on TV. He's a comedian. He's an actor who was financed, by the way, by a corrupt oligarch who is a friend of George Soros. So the Ukrainian people have been fooled over and over again by the people who rule them, corrupt individuals who have taken all their money and brought it abroad. And these people are now fighting, of course, for their country, mostly because the nature of the Ukrainians, they are peasants and they want to defend their land at all costs. But the Russians have reasoning in what they're doing because of their culture and because of how they've been cornered by this new world order to comply with the whole thing. Now, from today to Tuesday, we have already China moving with the South Sea.
That was my next point. Well, we're talking about Russia. What about Taiwan?
Yeah, well, they are working together to shift, like I said for years, and like I say in my new book, I anticipated what is happening today in my new book. We are shifting from an American-centric New World Order, 1945-2022, to a Sino-Russian New World Order that is probably going to last a long time, because that is what they have been planning behind the scenes. If you are now doing sanctions, the only people to pay for these sanctions are us, because Russia is simply going to look on the other side and work with China. So, I mean, China is the
problem. And that's why Schwab's on record so happy. It'll push Russia out of our arms into China's.
Of course, we have Schwab, who is also pushing the digital ID, and we know that now the vaccine passports will be digitalized in the meantime, even here in the U.S.
So Russia is being the vanguard for China and the deep state and Klaus Schwab to distract Europe and the world while China takes over.
And also there is an ideology here. Luhansk and Luhansk, the two republics, they're called People's Republic. Now, People's Republic is clearly a Marxist-Leninist concept. So it's obvious here that this centenary, Putin wants to return to the Soviet Union. But he wants to do it with a form of communism that is respectful to the Orthodox Church. So he wants to inaugurate a new kind of Soviet Union in which the
Orthodox nationalist with a mantle of Christianity, new Soviet.
Yes, yes, yes. And of course, like I said, People's Republic, really, that is no journalist here is talking about the fact he has called the People's Republic. But People's Republic is the People's Republic of China also. I mean, it's communism that is manifesting. So we are here in front of a global change, of a long war. If America continues to have some incompetent people in the White House, in Langley, at the NSA, we will basically...
I was about to say, I mean, we know that Trump threatened to nuke China and Russia face-to-face, and they did that. They didn't. Under Obama, Putin invaded Ukraine. And then they stopped for 4 years under Trump. They invade 1 year later under... Biden. I mean, there's no doubt. Them trying to blame Trump. I'm not even defending Trump. It's just not fair to blame Trump. They didn't invade under Trump. Well, why did they invade under Biden? Because of what he did in Afghanistan and the bumbling?
Yeah. The weakness of Biden really made it even more, increase the possibility that America will not react in the proper way. I mean, let's remember one thing. What is happening today was planned for a very, very long time. He came into power in 1999, and in 2001 he said he will never do anything against America because it was inconceivable. But then things changed. Then gradually they have cornered Putin and wanting him to comply to what is being decided, of course, here in the United States and in other countries like in Europe, and he doesn't want to agree with that compliance. He wants to join instead China in a different alliance.
So Leo Zagami, again, I want to get you back on because I know your new book's out. I haven't read it yet. I want to carry it at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to invite you back on the show maybe tomorrow or the next day. We'll talk about the book here in just a moment. But what are you, you've been really great at predicting things. What do you think is going to come out of this major war happening on the continent of Europe?
First of all, we have the end of the European Union. They are basically shooting themselves in the foot. The sanctions are going to eventually push Russia to close those pipelines and that oil that is arriving always into Europe, and it's creating the economy. So once you are renouncing to, we hardly have any resources here because, of course, with Joe Biden, we lost the energy self-sufficiency, no? And now,
and again, that shows how the globalists are above it. They're doing a deal that'll drive Russia away with its energy while they cut off the Israeli pipeline to Europe, while they cut down our pipelines. You can see the globalists, they're shutting the power off of the West right now, and they're going to send all the power to China, just like when they killed the Keystone. They now ship it by train to the West Coast to again go to China.
I think that the moment in which China invades Taiwan, then things are going to really change also in the attitude of the United States. They're going to have to shut up and go back to those respectful ways that Ronald Reagan had when he was doing the meetings with his Russian counterpart. I mean, to call Vladimir Putin now a criminal, an insane individual, a guy who has nuclear rockets pointed at us is completely insane. The Biden administration is behaving in a reckless way, is endangering herself. But even those generals who are supposed to be conservative and go on Fox and say, we're going to have to wipe out Russia from the face of the earth. Are you realizing that Russia has a new nuclear device called Satan II with 10 nuclear bombs that can basically destroy nearly the whole of Texas in one go? Do you realize that? So just shut up. That's the thing. These people don't realize that we are in front of another kind of war. And that war, when it becomes nuclear, the only option is diplomacy, but not diplomacy made by a bunch of fools who were actually laughing at Donald J. Trump when he said that they were depending too much on Russia. Like, for example, when he made that speech at the United Nations and this bunch of Germans were laughing. Well, there's nothing to laugh now. I'm sure they're not laughing. And nobody in Europe is laughing any longer because already the military is moving to defend their territory because the plan is this, the centenary of the Soviet Union. So after Ukraine, he's going to have to get Moldavia is going to go into the Baltic countries, and at that point all hell is going to break loose. And so basically Europe, I don't think is heading for peace, but is rather heading for a period of uncertainty, chaos and war. And so if you are an American,
Leo Zagami, we got to get you on this week about your book and all of this. Amazing. Thank you so much. God bless everybody. Let's pray for peace and pray for an awakening. Owen Schroeder is about to take over on our feeds. Infowars.com/show. Fan.video. Please stay with us. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.